Hello and welcome to Jogging for Cake, the Couch to 5K podcast for fat lazy bastards. If you haven't listened to the previous 6 weeks, please make sure you go back and do that before starting this week. So as always, let's get into that 5 minute warm-up walk. So a nice brisk walk, get that heart pumping, get that oxygen flowing around the body and get those legs ready for our jog today. So welcome to the last day of week 7, it's day 3. A massive well done if you've managed to get this far, that's absolutely brilliant and hopefully you're seeing some really positive changes, you're feeling better about yourself, you're looking a bit better and just generally being an all-round fucking legend. Happy days! So in week 7, days 1 and 2, it just consisted of a 25-minute jog. Day 3, which is today, is exactly the same. I hope you had a rest day yesterday. I hope you're nice and refreshed and you're not suffering from any injuries. If you haven't had a rest day, please turn this podcast off and come back tomorrow after you've had a proper rest day. But for now, you just get on with that warm-up walk. I'll check in with you soon. A massive thank you to everybody that's got in touch. Loving seeing your pictures. If you want to get in touch, you can get in touch on joggingforcake@gmail.com or joggingforcake on Instagram and Twitter. How many times did I say get in touch in that sentence? So in this podcast, as I did in week 7, day 2, it's going to be a two-parter where I tell you lots of scientifically backed up facts about jogging and exercise in general. Just a little disclaimer that it wasn't actually me who found and sourced all these facts and did all the hard work. I've just found them online where someone else has nicely compiled them. So full credits to the fact finders will be displayed on the podcast information. Please make sure you go check out their website, give them some traffic and give them the credit they deserve. All I'm doing is reading them and discussing them really. So I've got the easy job. But for now, just carry on with that warm-up walk and I'll tell you when it's time to start your jog of the day. Okay, so it's almost time to start jogging. So as it has been all week, today's jog is a 25-minute jog. Okay, so we've been building up to this across the 7 weeks and you can absolutely do it. Just have that sort of positive affirmation, like all of the things we discussed in the last episode, have that positive affirmation and just tell yourself that you can do it. So 3, 2, 1, off you go. Okay, so in the last podcast, we looked at the scientific effects, or scientifically proven effects that running or regular exercise can have on you, on your body, on your physical and mental health after certain periods of time. In day 2, we looked at what happens during the first 30 minutes, what happens after consistently running for a month, In this episode, we're going to be looking at a bit further on. So things like what will happen to your body, what are the facts that I can give you that happens to your body after you've run consistently for a year or longer, 10 years, 25 years, because hopefully this is a lifestyle change and you're going to carry on running or jogging after you finish the Couch to 5K program. So, after a year of consistent jogging or a consistent jogging routine, you are much stronger and much sturdier. So here's a fact for you. Running on a regular basis results in neuromuscular changes that leads to better running efficiency. So that sort of means that you'll be able to run longer distances, consuming less energy, so you'll just become a bit more efficient. I suppose it's like having a newer car. Your muscles will adapt and it will just help in sort of other physical areas as well. So that's fantastic. So win-win, really. Another fact that sort of dispels a myth. There is a myth that running is bad for your knees. But a study actually has shown that your knees will actually get healthier because of regular running routines. Obviously, that goes hand in hand with sort of good form and stance and other medical bullshit words like that. But yeah, running is not actually bad for your knees, according to this study. So this is one for people who suffer with back pain. An estimated, I think, 80% of the people in the United States suffer from back problems at some point in their life. It's a very sort of common reason to visit a doctor. When you are running regularly, a study has shown that running can actually strengthen the discs in your spine. So happy days. People like me who slouch because they spend all their time on the sofa, running is really good for your back and your posture. Happy days. So just on the note of yesterday of running as an antidepressant. So a little snippet of information here for you. Running produces chemicals that help you fight and forget physical pain. So it gives you feel good emotions. So it'll build up your pain tolerance, which is fantastic. The benefits will also multiply if you're combining aerobic exercise like running with meditation. So it'll sort of considerably reduce the feeling of like depression. So happy days for that. Okay, so running is just an all-round win-win situation, isn't it? Running can also improve your academic achievement. So whether you're doing your exams in school or you're studying later in life or at any point, running will increase your concentration, as we already know, and will generally improve your academic achievement. So brilliant if you're a student or a professional. As well, I think if you've got a sedentary lifestyle, which we know now in the 21st century, that's really unhealthy, both physically and mentally, that running regularly will break that cycle and it's going to be sort of like rejuvenating on you. Just checking in to say that you're already 5 minutes through your 25-minute jog. So absolutely amazing. Keep going nice and slow. Keep that breathing steady. Happy days. I'll bore the shit out of you for the next 20 minutes. One for all the vain people out there, like me, running can actually improve your looks. So it's really good for your complexion, it'll improve your complexion, and you're far less likely, after running consistently for a year, you're far less likely to have problems like acne or pimples. You'll also get a much better posture. Certainly for me, I just look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame just from years of having really bad posture and slouching. So it will give you a more upright posture. In fact, I have noticed that massively. I've noticed that my posture has improved and I get a little bit less back pain, so that's always good. Okay, doing a fantastic job now, and we are almost halfway through the jog today, so that's absolutely brilliant. So coming up now are some facts that are more applicable to some of our older listeners. So as you progress into your sort of 40s and 50s, then health conditions like osteoporosis, arthritis, they become a lot more commonplace, a lot more prevalent. But by keeping up a regular running routine or a regular exercise routine, this is really going to like lower your chances of suffering complications from illnesses like that. Also a really good way to sort of keep off that that weight. It does tend to be a lot easier to put weight on, and when you're sort of over 40, and that can obviously have serious health implications, diabetes, obesity, depression, just to name a few. So you can sort of alleviate those problems by having a regular running routine. It makes your bones stronger as well. You can, you know, considerably improve sort of bone health through running. That then will have a really good effect on like legs, knees, backs, things we've discussed before. Really important point as well is to talk about your core muscles. So your core muscles are basically the bomb, you know, they're a really important set of muscles that you need to engage all the time. And just by strengthening them through running, which it does strengthen massively, is going to have a really, really healthy impact on your life. A really awesome fact as well is that running in general considerably lowers your risk of cancers. Not all cancers, but there are certain cancers, namely colon cancer, prostate cancer, lung cancer, and breast cancer. Having a regular running routine has been scientifically proven to reduce the risks of that. So, you know, that's definitely a reason to keep on running. Cancer is a horrible killer, and everybody knows somebody, or everybody has been affected by cancer in some way. So yeah, the sooner we beat that, the better. We've discussed the effects it has on your heart. Running is the best form of exercise, or just aerobic exercise is considered the best form of exercise for cardiovascular health, heart health. Really important that you have a healthy heart, especially as you sort of get older. That's really important and give you a nice, long and healthy life. So in the next couple of facts, okay, we're going to be looking at what running does for you after 25 years. That might seem like really far away, but look how fast the last 6 or 7 weeks have gone. So if you consistently run for 25 years, and I don't mean 25 years solid, I just mean you have a regular running routine for 25 years. There's so many different things, so many different benefits that you can get. So first of all, you will look much younger because regular physical activity slows down biological aging. That's been proven by research. So research suggests that high levels of physical activity can reduce up to 9 years of biological aging. So happy days. Running as well can also help you look a bit younger by keeping your skin healthy. Another study found that 40-year-old people who regularly exercise had skin like 20 or 30-year-olds. So everybody wants nice skin these days. Obviously, you've got to couple that with, you know, sun protection and just good skincare in general and hydration. But happy days. Everyone wants to look a bit younger, don't they? I certainly do. So not just about biological aging, but running will actually make you live longer. So in a study, it was found that an average gain of between 3.5 to 4.5 years in life expectancy from people who performed regular exercise. Like, that's absolutely crazy that it makes you live on average for between 3 and 4 years longer. Like, that's awesome. Talking about longevity, I like that word. Another study found that runners continue to live an active life and have fewer disabilities compared to the ones that don't. So that's really awesome. You know, nobody really wants to get to 75 or whatever and be immobile. So just by having that sort of healthier lifestyle, your chances of still being active when you're elderly are greatly improved. So that's pretty awesome, because everyone wants a nice quality of life when they can finally retire, don't they? Happy days. So just checking in now to let you know that you are halfway through today's jog. So that's absolutely fucking awesome. So not long to go. You've done half of it, so just the other half to go. Just remember, take it nice and slow. If you've got a stitch, if you're struggling, just slow down, take it nice and slow, and just enjoy yourself. So another fact for all of you people, if you have a regular aerobic exercise regime like running for 25 years, you have a 41% lower risk of getting cataracts. And cataracts are the leading cause of vision loss and blindness in the elderly. So 41% lower risk. That's absolutely awesome. A study of 70-year-old participants who have a lifelong habit of doing exercise found that their heart, lungs, and muscles are as good as those people that are 40 years old. That's absolutely mental. Just another note as well about your sort of cognitive side. Running can also reduce the speed of age-related mental decline. So that means you'll have a better working memory or being able to multitask in old age. So that's pretty awesome, because that's quite a scary thought, isn't it? Is getting old and losing your memory. So yeah, keep on jogging. So really bored now, I've given you all those scientific facts. So here's some fun, more trivial facts about jogging. Did you know that people who wear red running outfits during races are more likely to win? I'm not sure how that works, but apparently that's been researched. Another fact for you, every year 1 billion pairs of running shoes are sold in the world. That's fucking crazy. So that's 2 billion shoes sold in the world every year. That is a lot of money. That's ridiculous. Another fact for you, did you know that you use 200 muscles every time you take a step? Pretty cool. I didn't even know we had that many muscles. 200 muscles every time you take a step. Jesus. One for the ladies. Did you know that ladies' boobs run too? So the scientists at the University of Portsmouth say they don't just bounce up and down, they also move from side to side in a figure of eight pattern. Well, maybe not just for the ladies. I think my tits do that as well. This is quite mad. Although the Boston Marathon started in 1897, women couldn't compete until 1972. Fuck, that's backward. Another fact for you, the ideal temperature for a race day is 45 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know what that is in Celsius, but I'm sure somebody can Google it. Endurance running enhances your nervous system. Interesting, I think. According to a recent survey, the top thing that annoys runners on a race day is people taking selfies. Well, to all those people, I say, fuck you. You take as many selfies as you want. Did you know that running is among the most famous and trained sports in the world? So in 2017, around 60 million people in the US engaged in jogging, running and trail running. 60 million. Fair play. Here's one for you. Doing a short run while at work can increase your productivity by 23%. And that was an official finding from the International Journal of Workplace Health Management, which sounds very official, so it definitely must be true. So I've often thought about going for a jog on my lunch break, but then the thought of sitting in my office all sweaty and horrible afterwards just puts me off, so haven't done that yet. Some crazy facts coming up. So, the record of being the youngest marathoner goes to somebody called, excuse my pronunciation, Budia Singh. So this boy started at the age of 3. He trained successfully, and by the time he was 5 years old, fucking 5, he was able to finish 48 marathons. Fucking hell. The record of being the oldest marathoner goes to Baba Fauja Singh. So this bloke was 100 years old when he joined the Toronto Waterfront Marathon. He finished the race in 8 hours, 25 minutes and 16 seconds. 100 years old. So if you've got a little excuse so you can't do anything, you just think of this 100-year-old bloke who did a marathon. Fucking hell, that's crazy. Okay, the fastest male marathon runner is a Kenyan man called Eliud Kipchoge. Sorry about my pronunciation there. So he finished the 2014 Berlin Marathon in 2 hours, 1 minute and 39 seconds. That's absolutely crazy. It took me like about 6 hours to do a half marathon, and he's done a full marathon in 2 hours, 1 minute. That's absolutely mental. Oh, one for the slowest marathon runner. So besides me, the slowest marathon runner was a Japanese runner who originally dropped out of the Stockholm Olympics in 1912. 50 years later, he was invited to finish the race, setting a record of 54 years, 8 months, 6 days, 5 hours and 32 minutes. You've got some goals there, guys and gals. Another fact for you. The fastest runner in a suit and tie is a bloke called Adam Campbell. Why the fuck would you run a marathon in a suit and tie? What a wanker. Just checking in to say you're doing really well and you've just got to that 20 minute mark. So absolutely smashing it. You've only got 5 more minutes left to go. Oh, Bill Rogers, who's a very famous American marathon runner. His secret, he said, was apparently to eat pizza covered in mayonnaise on the morning of the run. Yeah, I could do that. That just sounds like a normal dinner, to be honest. Here's some other pointless facts for you. So, among outdoor runners, around 56% end up getting a runny nose. Don't know if you wanted to know that today, but there we go. Another fact for you, the runner's knee is considered as the most common injury in running, and it's also known as, here we go, patellofemoral pain syndrome, and it refers to the inflammation of the cartilage located under the kneecap. It is a right pain, to be fair. Oh, another lovely visual fact for you. Poor fitting shoes could cause black toenails. Sounds disgusting. For long distance runners, the dead arse syndrome, not the medical term, is a frequent fate. This is where you get a dead arse. So it happens when you get a sore feeling in your bum, basically, from running too hard or running too far. Oh, I love this one. Did you know that the treadmill was not always a piece of workout equipment? In the past, English prisons used this machine for punishment purposes. The famous author Oscar Wilde experienced the torment of having to run on the treadmill in the duration of his 2-year sentence. I do feel your pain there, Oscar Wilde. I fucking hated past tense treadmills. Ooh, here's one for those anti-stretchers. Doing high knees and heel flicks are more effective than stretching in preparing muscles for a run. I didn't know that. I think I did, but I didn't even know what heel flicks are, to be honest. Ooh. The last 3 miles of a marathon are known as the most dangerous point, and it's where most cardiac arrests can happen. That's pretty scary. Anyway, a massive well done for today. You've just finished your last jog of week 7, so you can now slow down to that warm down walk. So this week, you have completed 3 lots of 25-minute jogs. That is absolutely fantastic. You're an absolute legend. Who would have thought that when you look back 7 weeks ago, that you'd be jogging for 25 minutes? So an absolutely amazing well done. I'll shut up for a bit now and play that shitty free YouTube music, let you get your breath back, and I'll check in with you soon. As always, don't forget to take a sweaty selfie or a picture of your shoes or a picture of the nice view, a picture of anything, and upload it and hashtag or tag Jogging for Cake on Instagram and Twitter, or send them to me on email, joggingforcake@gmail.com. Be really proud of yourself. You absolutely smashed this week. I'm really proud of you, and I don't even know you, so happy days. So just a quick note on week 8 as you're doing your warm down walk. So in week 7, you've been doing 25 minute jogs. And our ultimate aim at the end of this is to be able to run for half an hour, which is 30 minutes. But week 8, okay, we're going to be doing 3 28 minute jogs. Okay, so it's just 3 more minutes than you've done today. So I've got every faith in you. So just sort of giving you that heads up. But for now, make sure when you go home, you hydrate and you eat if you need to, but definitely hydrate. Make sure you have a rest day tomorrow before starting week 8. I will check in with you when it is time to finish your warm down walk. Another well done for today. Okay, so only a couple of seconds left now of that warm down walk. As I said, don't forget to take a sweaty selfie or picture of your shoes or whatever and hashtag Jogging for Cake. Get in touch, Instagram, Twitter, Jogging for Cake or joggingforcake@gmail.com. Make sure you hydrate, make sure you have something to eat, and for fuck's sake, make sure you have a rest day tomorrow. A massive well done for today, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.